Hey, what's going on? Welcome to The Doug Show. In 2018, my wife and I started a podcast called Survive the 9 to 5. We talked about corporate jobs and office politics, and I think we complained a little bit as well. Some of those episodes were good, so I am going to rebroadcast them on The Doug Show. This episode is about getting promoted. It was actually the very first episode that we created. So every now and then, I'm going to be throwing in a few of these Survive the 9 to 5 episodes just to pepper in, some different conversations. I try to do things with a minimum amount of editing and effort, and let's face it, I'm a little bit lazy, so I did my best to fade the music in. It may sound a little funny, but I'm doing the best I can, and it should even out. Let's throw it over to Survive the 9 to 5 and listen to some tips about how you can get promoted.
Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Survive the 9 to 5 podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to tactics, tips, and strategies that help you survive and be happier on your crazy corporate journey. My name is Elizabeth, and I currently have a 9-to-5.
And I'm Doug. I don't have a 9-to-5, but I worked in a corporate environment for like 10 years, and I got laid off.
So if you know what a TPS report is, I would say this is the right podcast for you. And if you don't know what a TPS report is, I suggest you Google it because you're missing one of the greatest business movies of all time. So we're going to jump right into today's topic, which is how to get promoted, and tell you more about our bios just as we go along. But you probably don't know much about us right now, so you're wondering, hey, why should I listen to you guys about how to get promoted? And I'll tell you why. We are the everyday person. We've been through the process. We have experience in it. But I would also say if you're researching any topic, find out as much as you can about it. And then think about your own personality. Think about your corporate culture and decide what will and won't work best for you. There is no magic one way to get promoted. But I think we have some strategies that will really help you.
And for me, I guess I'm a little bit more, my ego is a little bit bigger around getting promoted. I got promoted a couple times in my corporate setting. And the interesting part is it wasn't easy for me. So I failed way more often than I was able to get promoted. And over the years, I got mentored. I got advice from people that were way ahead of me. And that's sort of what I'm going to share in these four tips to get promoted. Not only did I get promoted a few times, but once I got promoted, I was able to, help people that I was mentoring and that worked for me get promoted as well using the exact same strategies.
So we're going to start with four things that don't work to get promoted.
And this is sort of like the common advice that you might see, or if you Google it and you're looking to see how to get promoted, you may find some articles that are like really popular. And basically, in my opinion, they look like they're written by someone who has never worked in a corporate setting and they just went around and asked people, hey, what do you think you should do to get promoted? The number one piece of bad advice that people may get is expecting that doing your job is enough and doing a really good job is even better. So even if you're in the top 10%, it's really not enough. Anything to add, Elizabeth, on that? Did you get that advice when you were working?
I don't know if I got that advice specifically, but yeah, I would agree. If you think just going in, doing your job and doing it well, even if you're a top performer, is going to get you promoted, you're sorely mistaken. I think there can be a lack of appreciation and you're expected to do your job.
Right. And that's sort of the idea is everyone's doing their job. Some people are doing really, really good jobs. But most of the time, if you just do your job and do a really good job, it's still not enough. Number two is working overtime. So, I mean, the thought here, actually, those two kind of go together where it's like, if you're working harder than other people, you should get promoted based on merit. And I think that's like the subtext of what we're going to be talking about. It's not enough to just do a good job or work a lot.
And working overtime can also lead to a bad attitude. And if you're working overtime and you think you deserve to be promoted, that's going to be a problem if it's coming across in the way that you interact with people, that you deserve it.
Number three is volunteering to do more work and extra work. Again, same theme in this point where basically the more you work, the harder you work. I mean, that's sort of what we're taught, at least in American culture. You work hard, you show up for your job, and you'll be rewarded because you're doing what you're supposed to. And I mean, the thing is, you can find tons of examples where that just doesn't pan out.
I would say also, in addition, volunteering to do more work can make you seem like you're not busy enough with what you've been assigned to do.
Right. Yeah. Like if you have extra time to do more things, then they haven't assigned you work properly.
And I think there's a theme here with those first three. It's all around working, work quality, volunteering to do more work overtime. I think you might be seeing the theme here. Getting promoted really may have nothing to do with your work quality or quantity.
Very little, very little. And number four is general networking. And this is the sort of advice that, you know, you may get from the CEOs or the higher upper management. Oh, you know, get out there and network, go to the cocktail hours, put in your FaceTime. And I mean, I think the idea here may be a little bit valid, and I'll get to that with one of the points that does work. But general networking, it doesn't work. And I mean, me personally, I think I don't like networking. It feels like it feels slimy in a way if you're like going to these cocktail hours or happy hours trying to meet people just so you could ask for something. It comes off poorly. And I have a way to sort of spin it on its head so it's effective.
And I think that probably gives you a little bit of a clue into Doug's background if he thinks networking feels slimy. And I don't disagree, but we are not salespeople. We didn't work in the sales division. And I think networking and the sales sort of attitude, it's a skill that you can work on, but I think some people have it inherently and some people don't. And if you're not a natural networker, a natural salesperson, it can be really hard to develop those skills where you do feel comfortable and where it comes off appropriately.
And I think if you are good at networking already and you're in sales, again, we'll get to this point as far as networking in an effective way. It's really about framing things so that it helps you get promoted versus, like I said, general networking. It's not enough just to go out there and meet people. You have to do some specific things to get your name out there and have people like rooting for you to get promoted.
So those are things that we really don't think work if you want to get promoted. So now let's cover, how many are we going to talk about, Doug?
Four things that will help you get promoted. And a quick caveat, you know, Elizabeth was mentioning before, you don't have to take our advice exactly, and you should investigate things on your own, find out what works. The way that I believe, even if you do these four things and you need to tweak it a little bit, these are good things to do regardless. So I think they stand for sort of any corporation, any sort of corporate culture. You should be able to apply these and be further along the process to get promoted, even if this isn't exactly right. So number one is to get a mentor two levels up. There's a couple things happening when you do that. And by the way, I got this advice from a good friend of mine who is about 5 to 7 years ahead of me. And we were having beers one night, beers and burgers. And I was like, hey, I really want to get promoted. Do you have any tips? Like, here's what I've been like doing for a little while. And he was like, here's a big secret. Get a mentor two levels up. So one of the big benefits with that is most likely that is going to be a level over your current boss and a level over, you know, the folks that'll help you get promoted. And what happens there is you have sort of like upper management rooting for you. So if you could imagine an org chart, you're going two levels up, and then basically getting support two levels up allows you to get support one level up, and that level usually those are the people that help you get promoted, and those are the folks that are going to be debating your promotion.
Do you have any specific advice on how to get a mentor two levels up? I did have a friend who went through a management training program with her job, and one thing that they told them was, hey, don't be afraid to just, you know, cold call really anyone in the company, ask them to lunch, just whatever. That was one thing they really tried to teach them. But how did you go about getting a mentor two levels up?
I was on a project, and by the way, I have a management consulting background, so a lot of this applies directly for a consulting environment. I was on a project where it was sort of a small-ish team, maybe 12 people initially, and it was a pretty thin org chart, just a couple levels, right? So I was able to talk to a director level while I was just a senior consultant. So there was in that particular organization, that's a two-level gap. And I asked him, hey, I'm really interested in increasing my responsibilities. I see the team is growing. If there's an opportunity where I could help do some extra stuff, I'm really interested. And I'm interested in getting promoted in the next, couple years as well. One of the key things is to not ask someone to be a mentor, because that sounds like extra responsibility for low benefit. So I let him know what my goals were, knowing that, yeah, the team is going to grow. I kind of got lucky because I knew the team was going to be growing, so I was able to ask for extra responsibility before any of those responsibilities were actually there yet. Do you have any tips, any others?
No, not specifically, but I would say it does seem like extra responsibility if you ask someone to specifically be a mentor. But also think about how good it feels when someone treats you like you know things and they act like your advice is valuable. So I really don't think there's any level that a person can get to in their career where they're not going to find that to be a good thing. So don't over brown nose, because no one's going to like that. But letting someone a level or two levels above you, letting them know that you think what they say is valuable, they're going to like that. And they're probably going to want to interact with you.
Yes. And our second point will help you find people levels above you without actually having to ask for a mentor, and then you could develop relationships. Point number two is to volunteer to plan a charity event.
Hey, what does that have to do with your job or work?
It doesn't really have anything to do with your work. And that goes back to our first three points. The work that you do as long as you're hitting some minimum level, it's probably good enough. In the consulting environments, they usually have some sort of a rating system. And typically, as long as you're in the top, 20% or so, that's pretty good. Maybe even the top 70%. You're doing most of the stuff right, and it usually indicates that you're reasonably competent. So the point is, organizing the charity event has nothing to do with your job. However, most companies want to have activities in the community as a whole so that, they could say they're helping the community and really sort of get attention in a positive way. So I got this advice when I first started working and I wanted to get promoted for the very first time. I was up for promotion, I think about three times. And I was doing a good job. I was trying to get extra responsibilities on projects and again, doing all the merit-based stuff that seemed like it was the right thing to do. Be smart, work hard, and it just wasn't working. And my mentor at the time gave me the advice to organize some charity event because that's a good way to get your name out there and so on. My dad is a retired firefighter. And I thought, you know what? I knew there was a burn organization in the old fire department that he worked at. So I talked to him, told him I wanted to organize a charity event, and we had a spaghetti dinner. And it was a pretty small event. I think just a couple dozen people showed up max. Most of them were my family and friends. But a few things happened. One, of course, I was able to get donations for the, nonprofit for a great cause from, my family and friends. In addition, I was able to reach out to basically everyone in my in my division, you know, it didn't matter what level they were, but I was able to email them, contact them, let them know what I was working on. So even if they didn't donate anything, they knew my name and they knew that I was organizing something.
How many people did you hear back from on your emails to directors and VPs or whoever you emailed?
It was about 15 years ago, so I have no idea. But if I had to guess, probably 25% like got back to me directly. Again, a lot of people donated. I think we had a webpage set up to make it pretty easy. And yeah, it was a fairly small number, but at the end of the day, you know, they did remember that I organized it.
Nice. And I also organized an event in a job where I ended up getting promoted. This wasn't a little bit different than what you did, but we did a department, Habitat for Humanity build. So it was team building within our department, but it was also giving back to charity.
Nice. I forgot that this was a good technique for a long time. And fast forward about 10 years later, I realized I was struggling to get promoted from like a senior consultant to a manager. And I realized, hey, I should try to organize another event or get involved. I saw that there was an event already in place and they needed volunteers to get more volunteers, funny enough. So I volunteered to be an outreach person and essentially just try to get more people involved. And at that point, it was very interesting. So I did a couple things there. One, I volunteered to help out. Then I was, again, able to email a bunch of people throughout my whole division. It didn't matter what level, all the way up to the president of the division, I was able to email them, find volunteers. And by the way, I volunteered to write up what we were working on to be included in like a newsletter, again, for the full division. So I took some pictures, I wrote up a one pager, and it was included in the next newsletter. So not only did I get to reach out to, you know, all these folks that were several levels ahead of me, I was able to, you know, write it up, remind people that I worked on it, and then mention that when I was trying to get promoted. So at the end of the day, yes, it helped the charity as well. So even if you're doing this and you're thinking, hey, is this slimier than actually going out there and networking? Maybe not, but I think at least you're doing like a charity event, and that's a good thing.
Doug and I are going to have to talk later and investigate his use of the word slimy. I don't know what's happening. It's seems to be a theme. You okay?
Yeah, good.
Okay, good.
Number three is to market yourself. This one is interesting because it's sort of like a subset, a more specific way to do the networking. When we talk about networking, most of the time, at least for me, I initially thought, hey, you have to, you know, go have drinks with people and you have to do, you know, extra stuff. And then they'll know your name and then they'll like you and hopefully try to get you promoted. I didn't find that to be very effective, partially maybe because I'm a bad networker. But when I'm talking about marketing yourself, I am talking about, you know, reaching out to the people. Let me set up a little bit of context. So in the consulting environment that I was in, most of the promotion discussions were basically meetings at, you know, say like a management and director level. People debated who was going to get promoted. And at that point, it was kind of a pissing contest on who got promoted. And there were several factors, but a lot of it was around like the number of people that gave a person support along with, you know, some of the merit-based things. One of the cool things is if you have a mentor that's two levels up and you have been volunteering to, you know, plan a charity event, you'll have contacts that are a level above you, which hopefully can get you promoted. And then you'll have your mentor that is like two levels above you. If you go to those contacts and you let them know that you're trying to get promoted and you let them know that you've been doing a good job on your project and that you have organized a charity event, then they're probably more likely to mention you. Now, by the way, you may not get everyone's support, but if you ask, it's more likely for them to say, oh yeah, you know, Doug
did plan some stuff, and he was doing a good job on the project, and I you know, voiced some support. I know Doug has been working really hard this last year, and just having like a couple extra people mention anything about you is huge. The thing is, most people don't do this, and it took me, again, a long time to figure it out, but when I got promoted from a senior consultant to a manager, I think I asked like 6 or 8 people who were a level above me on the project to mention that they, you know, worked with me. And I didn't tell them to say, you know, promote Doug. I just said, if you could just voice any sort of opinion, I'd really appreciate it. So I wasn't asking them with the expectation that they were going to push for me. I just said, mention anything, you know, I hope you like working with me. And if you have any feedback, let me know. But in this promotion call, I'm going to be up for promotion, and it would be great if you just said anything about me.
That's a great point about marketing yourself, Doug. And I liked how you said you just wanted people to voice an opinion, and they're going to remember you or a person like you as a go-getter, someone who really cares. And that goes along with marketing yourself as you're talking to your boss or you're talking to other people. Don't just say, I want to get promoted because I deserve it and I've been here for 5 years. No one cares how long you've been there, but tell them what your specific skills are and how you think you would be good at the job, what you can bring to the table.
And to harp again on the volunteering aspect and planning a charity event, if you let everyone know that you planned something, you were involved, again, I wrote up a one pager so that they would have something to point to, like a tangible thing that I did. It's really easy for those people to say, yeah, he does a great job on the project. The clients like him. Oh, and I know he organized a charity event too. It was great. Even though I wasn't able to go, because most people just don't do that stuff. Number 4 is to plan ahead. I mean, this is going to take a while if you want to get promoted.
So don't think you're going to be able to just go to your boss and say, hey, I want to get promoted, and you're going to get promoted in 4 months. I would say plan on at least a year or two. And in that first conversation with your boss, ask them, what do I need to do to get promoted? Get some specific actionable steps. Another thing you can do is look at the individuals that are at the level you want to get promoted to. Do they have specific certifications? Are there things that you can do in terms of continuing education to get yourself up to that level?
For example, I am a project management professional, a PMP, and if I wanted to get promoted in the project management division, I knew I was going to need to have a PMP, and I luckily had one for several years at that point. Or an MBA, right? Sometimes you can't progress beyond a certain level if you don't have an MBA.
And then if you set the stage as you're going along, so you have your performance review, you get specific recommendations from your boss, you accomplish those things, then in the next meeting, he or she will be expecting it. You've already talked about it. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get promoted, but they have it in the back of their mind that this is somewhere that you want to get to. And believe it or not, not everybody wants to move up. Some people are happy in the positions they're at. So you've set the stage for the next conversation.
I've also been on those promotion laddering calls, and it literally is part of the conversation where someone may say, so-and-so has been up for promotion a few times now. Like, they note how many times that you've been up for promotion. So I would suggest, you know, finding out how long it, on average, it takes to get from one level to the next. A lot of times, if you're starting at like an entry level position, it may be, you know, a year and a half to 3 years to get to the next level. Typically going from that, you know, level 2 to like a management or level 3 position, that may be, you know, 2 to 5 or 6 years, depending on what you're working on and your like trajectory. So if you have like some idea on how long it takes, then you can aim for the front end, right? So when I first started, I aimed for, you know, a year and a half to get promoted, even though, let's be honest, I knew I wasn't like an A player and I knew I wasn't like performing at that level, but I was like, I know I need to get my name out there and start trying, because it takes a while. And it took me a while to learn how to get promoted. just in general.
One thing we haven't said, which I hope everyone knows, be nice. It goes across everything. People want to work with people that they like.
Also that you should do that in life too.
Well, but it is true. I went in one position where I got promoted from consultant to manager. My boss loved me. She absolutely loved me. And I think that had more to do with me getting promoted than anything that we've talked about here. And lastly, unfortunately, you may never get promoted. And I'll give you an example from my own life. I've worked in healthcare. I'm a healthcare professional, but I'm not clinical. I'm not a nurse, a doctor, therapist. I have no clinical credentials. I started out in clinical consulting. So I did a lot of operations work. I did not stay at that company long because I recognized that they valued those clinical degrees. And I would kind of laugh about it because we'd have doctors come into, you know, meetings with clients, and they were physicians. Don't get me wrong. They did a lot of education, but really their whole role was to go in there and say, doctors need things fast. And that's what they said. And it just made me chuckle, but there was value in the fact that they had that, those letters after their name. So I would say if you're having trouble getting promoted, you should think about that and look at your organization, look at what they value. And if you don't have what they value, quit banging your head against the wall and figure out either how to get those skills or how to move to another industry where you are more in line with how they view people moving up the ladder.
Great point. A quick recap. So here are a few pieces of advice that don't work well. Expecting that doing your job is enough, even if you're doing a great job, working overtime, volunteering for more work, and general networking. Those things don't work that well. Here's a few things that do work really well. Get a mentor two levels up. Number two, plan a charity event and maybe even volunteer to write it up. Number three, market yourself in an effective way. Number four, plan ahead. Getting promoted takes a while, so just give yourself some time with it.
You do the outro. I did the intro.
Oh, busted. Thanks for listening to Survive the 9 to 5. Go to the website at survivethe9to5.com for show notes, and be sure to subscribe if you're not. In the next episode, we're going to talk about performance reviews, another really fun topic, and I have a lot to say about it. I'm Doug. See you later.
Bye. Thank you for listening.